Back in 2010, I think it was, Steve Jobs said that 7-inch tablets were dead in the water. And as we can see, people are buying 7-inch tablets like they're going out of fashion. I think that's why Apple decided to cash in on this new trend and play catch-up instead of be the innovators they have been well known for being. I picked up the iPad mini a few days ago now, and I've not put it down, to be honest. I really wanted to get to grips with it. I really wanted to find out why, how, what the possibilities were. Now, there's a lot of money if you go for the model that I did, which is the 64 gig Wi-Fi only. In theory, I possibly should have waited for the 3G, but I have a 3G 3 now. What I didn't anticipate was how having the iPad mini would make me feel towards my iPad 3. Now, interestingly, one of the reasons why I went for the Wi-Fi only was the screen resolution of this particular release, the first iPad mini. I thought, well, are they going to release a Retina soon? They have to release a Retina display soon, because I see this as kind of direct competition with the Google Nexus and the Kindle Fire and those tablets people are using for reading. And the reason why I never kind of got into reading on my iPad was because the iPad 1 initially had jaggedy text and was nowhere near as nice as my Kindle. And when the iPad 2 came out and it was much, much nicer, and the iPad 3 even more so when it comes to kind of getting to grips with using it as a tool, and the iPad 3 in particular for reading, I just still preferred the Kindle because it was just too damn heavy. The specs on this are, you know, not as impressive as you'd imagine a new release, because if you have the iPad 3, it, in some ways it's a step back. It's beautifully made. It really does feel nice in the hands. It's super smooth and super slick, and it's kind of the stereo speakers grills took me by surprise. I was kind of wondering how they would have got the speaker grills in there, and the speakers are really quite good. The lightning port is obviously contentious for a lot of people, not because of Apple upgrading the connectors, which some people say is overdue, but because so many people have invested in so many accessories. For me, the camera connection kit requires an adapter now to fit the iPad mini, and at £25 for that tiny bit of plastic, I'm very much looking forward to somebody buying some copies from somewhere and trying them out and plugging them in before I'm going to plug them into my device and destroy it. Not that I've ever heard that happening, but these apparently are chipped, and it's awkward to get ones that work. Apple making it as easy as ever for people to connect stuff to their devices affordably. The 7.9mm thinness, or thickness if you compare it to the iPod, is quite astounding, really, when you think it's thinner than the iPhone 5. 308 grams makes it really nice and easy to hold as well. It's got the same pixels as the iPad 1 and 2, but they're kind of squished up over 7.9 inches, so 163 pixels per inch, and that's kind of more than the second generation iPad, but less than the Kindle Fire by a tiny bit. The Kindle Fire HD by a bit more, and the Nexus 7, which is much higher resolution, in my opinion. It's got the A5 dual core processor, which a lot of people have already got to grips with their other iDevices. What impressed me more than anything was the cameras. I've had a play, I've took a few photos, I've shot a bit of video, and the 5 meg iSight on the back is good enough for your casual live blogging and snapping, should you want to be holding up a large device and taking photographs. But more so for me, the front-facing 1.9 meg HD camera because really, as a someone who does video blogging occasionally, to have a front-facing video blogging option is very welcome. Obviously, FaceTime looks good as well, and I imagine Skype will the same, but for me it's more about being able to compose and capture video on the front-facing camera. There is 35% more real estate than the other 7-inch tablets on the market, and that has kind of made me not want to pick up my iPad 3. That really surprised me. I thought, well, this is going to be too small to kind of work on, to type on, to use. Yet I was intrigued enough to want to invest, and I'm glad that I did, because that 35% more than the other 7-inch tablets makes me feel that it's not that much different to the iPad that I have, and the battery capacity seems really quite good. I've had at least 10 hours of continuous use. It's a 16.3 watt hour battery, and you know, maybe I need to hammer it harder, but Apple said it's 10 hours, and yeah, it's 10 hours. Downsides for me, if I had to pick some downsides, I've been gaming on it constantly. I've been playing some kind of Simpsons game called, let me just turn it on and I'll tell you what it's called, because if you're on it, you can add me on there as documentally. It's very addictive. It's called Tapped Out. But the other games that I've been playing have been good, but I imagine those that are used to a retina screen and super fast processor may be a little bit deterred on some of the more graphically heavy, fast moving games. This is more, you know, just a build a town kind of game that I'm playing. It's more than enough for myself, but if you are a heavy duty gamer, beware. Wait for the next chip or the the next chip will no doubt come along with the retina, I imagine. If you're getting one of these primarily for reading, I would say don't. I'd say go for some new backlit e-reader or the Kindle Fire HD. For me, I still don't feel as comfortable, although the device itself feels very comfortable and very light. I am doing more reading, but I still prefer the Kindle for very, very, you know, long form reading. Besides, this thing keeps giving me notifications and taking me out of the story, so I do like the lack of that when it comes to the Kindle. I'm doing a lot more browsing, an incredible amount of browsing and reading web pages, because I don't necessarily want that, you know, lost in the story feeling as I would do with a novel. What else is a downside? No GPS on the Wi-Fi version is certainly a downside if you don't have an iPhone or a phone that you're normally doing your geotagging, logging and checking in. It might be that you've got a bit of a naff phone and you see this as a portable computer and you want to carry around and do all the bloggy stuff. Well, you will have an issue geotagging on the Wi-Fi only version. You might want to wait for the 3G version. How many more contracts and pay-as-you-go sims do we want knocking around? I don't know. A downside to some people will be it runs iOS. I'm sure people have already hacked it and put something else on, but that's a pro and a con as far as I'm concerned. Apple's closed proprietary kind of system has made them an awful lot of money and also created an ecosystem where you can pretty much trust what you're getting from the App Store, knowing that it's not necessarily going to scrape your bank account details from your solid state memory and go on a spending spree on your behalf. So that's a pro and con depending on whether you're an Android user and a kind of looking kind of casually to wondering what the iPad mini is all around. I'd like to finish on positives, so let's look at the upsides. It is lovely to hold and lighter than nearly all of the competition, I think. I've been carrying it around, I've been holding it in one hand, I've been typing with two thumbs, and I've also been typing as I would do on the iPad, and I haven't noticed that much difference. In fact, I've been doing a combination of using Siri, which is really nice to have, and then kind of correcting Siri's mistakes, I'm finding it faster than typing on the whole, now that I remember to say comma and full stop and all the rest of it. So really enjoying the typing experience, and it's my daily diary. I use it a lot for that. It is pocketable. It'll actually fit in the back pocket of the jeans I'm wearing right now. More than that, it will fit in the front pocket of my Scotty vest rather than the iPad pocket. And all the bags that I bought to fit iPads in, they just seem cavernous now. I can actually carry a decent camera and the adapter for the camera connection kit, £25. And this for editing on. Last night I was having a play around as well, and I managed to get a professional microphone through the USB adapter into the the new connector adapter. And I actually managed to get my binaural microphone working through that as well, which was great. And I could monitor the audio that I was recording, all of that into GarageBand. So for me, as kind of a little podcasting studio, I thought, wow, that's actually quite good. And I'm wondering now whether or not, you know, it's even possible to get a podcast or a recorded bit of audio from GarageBand into Audioboo. I'm thinking there might be an email option. I'll have to look into this. So as far as video blogging goes, I'm feeling pretty positive as well. That's definitely a plus, the front-facing camera for that, and the slightly larger real estate when it comes to actually shooting video and then editing within iMovie on the device. Photo editing, I'm really enjoying Snapseed, for example. What a great app it is on the iPad Mini. You know, it's good on the iPhone, but I just feel you've got a little bit more control and a little bit more. You can kind of see what's going on. A Retina display would be absolutely lovely, but I imagine that's only a matter of time. I'm already contemplating how much I'm going to ask for this when they release the Retina display in probably 6 months, knowing them, probably less. So I could see it being used by people who, like myself, who often carry the MacBook Air 11-inch wherever they go. I tend to leave it in hotels and wander around the conference with an iPad, but now I won't have to. I really can be truly, you know, pocketing my tech with the iPhone doing a lot of the interviewing and a bit of the snapping, and then if I want to do any heavy duty editing or text writing or consuming and viewing and blogging, then there's a good chance that that's where the iPad Mini is going to fit in. It already has, but I've mostly only been using it around the home. So that's my overview on the iPad Mini. If you haven't got the money, don't bother. Wait as ever for the next thing. Apple are good at that. Always leaving little gaps in, oh, I wish it did this and I wish it did that. But it is pretty amazing for what it is. For me, as a tool, I'm very glad that I've got it now. If anybody's looking for an iPad 3. Do I want to sell my iPad 3? I haven't even looked at it. I don't even know where it is. Yes, possibly. Yes, that's how I feel about the iPad Mini. It's a really good size, and the resolution doesn't bother me that much unless I get really, really close and stare at the screen. So, hope that's made some sense. And I hope that should you be considering it for an e-reader, you go out and buy an e-reader. Should you not have any kind of tablet and be considering what's on the market right now, I would highly recommend it. Thank you.